Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. So, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. Also, we're going to start out with a special guest tonight. He is Chris Lawless. And those who have listened to the show for a little while have probably heard Chris before. He usually calls in right around this time of year when exciting things are being announced about the upcoming 2013 Liberty Forum. It is one of the two yearly events that the Free State Project puts on here in New Hampshire to kind of showcase some of the activism that goes on up here and the activists and the things that they're up to, and also have some great panel discussions and speeches and special guest speakers from all across the country. And, of course, Free Talk Live, we will be broadcasting live from the 2013 Liberty Forum.
It's always a great time.
It is, as we have for, the past forever of the Liberty Forums? I think we've done every one of them, right?
Lots and lots of our listeners come up to sort of meet us and enjoy the Liberty Forum and things like that. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a really good time. So Chris Lawless is with us here from freestateproject.org. The website, by the way, for the Liberty Forum is freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Mark, Julia, how you guys doing?
Good. Good to have you on the show tonight. Now, there's obviously a big announcement, I guess, coming up with a keynote speaker, but I haven't seen any announcements whatsoever for any of the other speakers, because there's normally a bevy of speakers at Liberty Forum. Are you just going to give us a keynote tonight, or are we going to get more than that?
I'll give you a couple of the others. We have not really announced, and a lot of that's my fault. I've had a lot of work travel, so I haven't been able to announce things, but I'm back in New Hampshire and I'll be able to start promoting some of the speakers, and I figured that there's no better place than to call in a Free Talk Live and give you guys the exclusive on who the keynote is.
You are the man. I appreciate that.
So
who is it?
The keynote speaker is actually someone who speaks highly favorable about the Free State projects. He's done it in videos, in his books, and it's Tom Woods.
Oh,
hey,
great. Tom Woods is awesome. He's a historian, but speaks a great deal to economic issues also.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. He's never spoken at a Free State Project event, and he and I were speaking about 2 months ago when we started talking, and on Saturday night, he's our keynote speaker, and he's looking forward to it. He grew up in the Northeast, so he'll get back to see some family and friends and then give a speech on Saturday night.
Cool. So he's going to be, you said, the Saturday night keynote speaker. There will be another keynote speaker for Friday night, so that one is still to be announced, I take it?
Correct. We have two people in mind. The invitations are out to both of them. We'd be lucky if we get both, but hopefully it will be very soon where I have a Friday night. But we are going to do something slightly different this year. We're actually going to have a dinner on both nights, Friday and Saturday night. We felt that in years past, sometimes when we don't have a dinner, people leave. So we figured, you know what, we're going to keep the price the same. We're just going to squeeze in an extra dinner.
That's crazy. I don't know how you're doing that.
The price is already ridiculous for the Liberty Forum. I mean, you're talking about, a three-day event? Is that right?
That's correct. And there's even some events on Thursday for people who come in early.
Right. And
like the State House Tour?
The State House Tour is one they do on Thursday. But if you get in and you get the early bird special, which I'm sure you're going to tell us how to go about getting here shortly, what is the rate for the lowest rate one can get if one gets in early?
$199.
What? It's ridiculous.
Like I said, I don't know how you do it because
we go for 1 day conventions, radio conventions. They're grand.
Well, no, the tickets aren't that expensive for a 1 day. But they used to be like $400 a piece for a one night. So it'd be 1 day and another day. Mm-hmm. It'd be $400 a piece, and all you'd get is you'd get a little soiree, a luncheon, and an open bar here and there. And I've actually looked into what it takes to put together a convention like this with, renting out a hotel space and dealing with all the food packages. And the amount they charge you for those dinners, the amount they charge the organizers is pretty significant. So, you can't be making money at this.
No, it's it probably runs slightly in the black only because I'm fiscally conservative and I don't like to be in the red.
Mm-hmm.
But the goal is to try to break even. The Free State Project doesn't try to make money on this event. We really just want people to come to New Hampshire, what the activism is about, and then decide to move here. That's what this event is all about. It's not about making money.
And it's amazing that you've been doing it for so many years now and been doing a great job year after year. So thank you for coming back on board and bringing your expertise back on for this. So what else?
What are the other speakers?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about these other speakers, and I want to know.
So one that you guys probably know, Cory Doctorow.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. We talked to him once upon a time.
Yeah, he wrote the book Little Brother. Well, the great news is his in February... he's actually releasing his sequel to that novel called Homeland.
Cool.
So he's going to be in the States doing a book tour, and we luckily enough, we fit right in his schedule. So
great.
On Saturday, he's going to be – we're looking forward to – we've tried to get him every year to the Liberty Forum, so this one he gets to make.
Perfect.
Another one, he's probably not a well-known name to many people. He is for some people in the Ron Paul movement who also, you know, talk to the journalists. It's Declan McCullough.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, Declan McCullough, right.
So, you know, we've always run into him. He's covered the event before.
Yeah, he has been there. That's where I met him once, was at the Liberty Forum. He's great. I mean, Declan McCullough, we've read a number of his articles over the year here, or over the years here on Free Talk Live, and he's kind of bounced around from different website to different website, but he's always, like, the man when it comes to kind of reporting on the technology police state as the government continues to encroach on our freedoms electronically. He's really he's Johnny on the spot when it comes to really following that process.
Yeah, and the best part is he always puts a spin on, like, you know, here's the technology, here's the libertarian slant, and here's how it's going to affect you personally. So it's great that he can take all that, you know, and show us how it's going to affect us.
Cool. So two pretty geeky guests there, Declan McCullough and Cory Doctorow. That's
pretty
good.
Cory Doctorow's, you know, pretty getting close to mainstream. I mean, there's a lot of people that have been, you know, he's a well-published author.
Right. Yep. And he's also does the Creative Commons, which I think is another interesting spin that I'll probably end up talking about. So that's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Cool, man.
There's a repeat speaker who... He actually really enjoyed the Liberty Forum, and he wrote a long article about it, and he and I have been talking throughout the year. It's Jeff Tucker.
Woo!
Oh, great.
That's exciting. Jeff Tucker was really...
from the Mises Institute.
Yeah, from the Mises Institute and Laissez-Faire Books at LFB.org.
He's now the owner of Laissez-Faire, correct?
He's involved.
Yeah.
I don't know what the specifics are as far as ownership goes, but he was a real high point for me in last year's Liberty Forum.
Yeah, it was just, he set this tone off perfectly, and he and I had some long conversations. We're actually, you know, in discussions with some other friends of Jeff's, and we're going to try to get them to come to Liberty Forum. So hopefully next time I call, I can tell you who they are.
That's great.
So, and I can give you one more speaker right now is someone I believe you both know is Ben Stone.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
The Bad Quaker.
Right.
He is really sharp, always has interesting things to say. His podcast is excellent, and it's really something you can dig into and learn a lot from.
It's academic and studious. I mean, he's
the dude's brilliant.
Yeah. He's really concerned about every word he says, and I think that it's going to be a great speech that he gives.
I'm excited, Chris. I mean, it already sounds good. It's just, even if I didn't know who was going to be speaking there, I would want to be at the Liberty Forum because there's hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all hanging out in the same hotel together. And it's just a really good time from that basis. And the speakers are just kind of like the icing on the cake.
Absolutely. One of the things that it's kind of funny, I don't get to see a lot of the speakers just because I'm busy organizing it. And just being in the hallway alone, knowing that there's all these freedom fighters out there, either in New Hampshire or they're moving to New Hampshire, that alone is worth the price of admission.
So when is it?
It is February 21st will be the Thursday events, and then 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of February in the same hotel as last year, the Nashua Crown Plaza.
And where can people go to register?
At freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
What's the early bird special code?
It's $199. That's what it is, right on the thing.
You don't need a code.
Okay.
Just the deal you get when you go there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Chris, stand by. I got something for you off the air. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit web.com/radio.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 12, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,737.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,780.72, $890.36 for a half ounce, or $445.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,780.72, $890.36, and $445.18.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything that you want. Toll free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So, plenty to discuss. Your calls, of course, are the primary element, 855-450-FREE, if you would like to join us. Also want to invite you to our website. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone and you want to tune in perhaps to our live streams from your smartphone. Go to msinmobile.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to the broadband, mid-band, and narrowband versions of the show. We've got different bit rates for different internet connection bandwidth capacities, so you can go to n.freetalklive.com and find one that works for you.
Phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is the company that handles accounts receivable. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty. Big supporter of Free Talk Live. What's going on there, buddy?
I don't know. Something from a web browser.
Okay.
I think.
And you can find SACL CAI by heading on over to freetalklive.com. Their banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI has been with us for a very long time. And, you know, if you've got a company, do business with them. SACL CAI.
All right. So there's been somebody around here locally that's been doing some petitioning for something that seems to be hitting nationwide. According to Examiner.com, as a result of the election last week, Americans in 15 states, and I've heard that number is now up to 19 states, have filed petitions to secede from the United States, according to a report at Red Alert Politics. So far, says Regina Conley, residents in Louisiana, Texas, Kentucky, Colorado, New Jersey, and 10 other states have filed petitions with the White House petition site requesting secession. A petition for New York to secede was filed by CR of Grand Forks, North Dakota, on Saturday. Examiner Sheila Carroll says those other states include Montana, North Dakota, Indiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and Oregon. And apparently there was someone in Louisiana, in Slidell, that filed a petition at the White House, We the People site, requesting that Louisiana be allowed to secede, saying, quote, "When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth, the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them the separation." The petition reads, quoting the Declaration of Independence, "As of the writing of this particular article, that petition had 8,162 signatures and needs 16,838 to reach a goal of 25,000. And as I understand it, when these signatures counts reach 25,000, they're supposedly, I guess the White House is supposed to respond in some way, shape, or form.
We have received your petition.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know what level of response one can expect, and I don't expect that their response is going to be, oh, yeah, that'd be fine. You can just go ahead and secede.
Well, I saw a quote today that said that the government folks would, you know, talk it over and take you seriously and discuss it, which is...
The White House people
yes.
would?
I think it's interesting that you have to get together 25,000 people mm-hmm. in order to be taken seriously. That seems, you know, kind of silly. These states are constructs. I mean, you can look at them. Many of them are drawn with straight lines. So the people on one side of the line's opinion matters, and the other people on the other side of the line's opinion doesn't matter in these states. And they're artificial constructs. My question is how come I can't secede? You know, this is something I would like to do, is I would like to get together with some friends of mine on a large piece of property and secede.
Well, I agree completely, and that's...
Don't worry, we'll take care of our own electricity, we've got solar panels. Don't worry, we'll take care of our own water, we've got water. Don't worry, if we come onto your property, we're happy to give you money as far as using the roads. We'll pay an entrance tax to come into the United States,
mm-hmm.
fine and dandy. But why can't I buy 1,000 acres, 10,000 acres? There are people, you know, there was a list on, I think it was Forbes, the largest landowners. There are people with 1,000,000 acres out there. Well, now, I don't assume that they're all put together in one place, but 1,000,000 acres is bigger than a lot of countries in this world. Why can't that person get together with their peeps and, just secede? Why does it have to be a state? And why do I need 24,999 other people to tell me this? Either I'm a free, sovereign individual, or I'm your serf.
I agree with you. When I was first presented with this petition concept, I immediately did not like it for multiple reasons. I have since sent it out to my friends on Facebook anyway, because I was convinced to do so. But
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Right up front, my objection is, one, I don't need to ask anyone's permission to secede. I have already seceded from the federal government personally. So I've already done what you're suggesting, Mark. I suggest that you also declare your personal independence. You can sign the Shire Society Declaration and do that over at shiresociety.com. Anyone can do this. So I've already declared my personal independence. Didn't feel like I had to beg anyone's permission to do that. Secondly, it's kind of creepy to me that I would have to register on the whitehouse.gov website in order to be able to sign the petition. So when
is this new? This petition? Concept?
I don't know.
The thing that they've been doing with the pot thing all along.
Okay.
No. What you're talking about is the question that was submitted to Barack Obama right after he was elected in 2008 about marijuana. That's what you're referring to?
A lot of questions were submitted.
Well, no, what they did was they had some sort of a contest where people would submit a question to this website. I don't know if it was this particular site or a different site. And then the most aggregated submitted question, the most popular question, would be answered. And the most popular question was, you know, what about decriminalizing marijuana? And his response was, yeah, screw you. We're not going to do anything like that.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think that was the same website, but okay. It's that same concept of, we're an interactive presidency. You can, you know, petition us, and here you go. Now, the funny thing is, you've got to get 25,000 signatures for whatever the petition is. So, if you are in a state like New Hampshire, where there's only 1.5 million people, you have to get 25,000 petition signatures. If you are in Texas, where there's 25 million people, you have to get 25,000 petition signatures. So in more populated states, it's a lot easier to get something on.
But this petition wasn't necessarily intended to be for states seceding. It doesn't work for states seceding. These petitions, the idea of
the
petition process wasn't set up for states seceding. It was set up for Americans to bring forth their grievances.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. I think that, you know, redress of grievances is in the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. It's important, and it's one that's often overlooked, and I support the White House pretending to redress our grievances, because I don't believe that they're going to do that for a second. I think that this is all a bunch of hooey in order to make us feel like we're interactive with the government.
I agree. I think that they're going to blow this off. In fact, some people were saying that today.
I would like to point out, I signed this petition, and I signed it quickly.
Did your name show up on the petition?
Yeah.
Some people were saying that today, for every six people that claimed that they were signing, only one name was showing up on the petition.
Mine showed up, from what I could tell.
Mine showed up, too. I don't know if there's any truth to that claim. This is what I heard from some of the people that were out there promoting it today. Is that, hey, names aren't showing up on this petition. So, there's no reason why they would have to address this, or they wouldn't pull the plug on it before it reached 25,000. But I think it's useful, and we can talk a little bit more about the idea here in a moment, 855-450-FREE. I think it's useful to publicize the idea of secession so people will start talking about it, because that's what's really important. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers. From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Brought to you by SACL CAI. That number for you is 855-453. It's 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. You can enjoy them all, including the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam to make it easy for you. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of the features on our website, it's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wanted to take a complaint to trial but didn't want to spend the money on an attorney? HowToWinInCourt.com is the solution. It's a course for people who don't have an attorney. It teaches you the court's rules, and until you know how to use the court's rules, you're just fighting in the dark. You don't have a chance against people who do know the rules in the court. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. As a matter of fact, courts around the world that use the English common law system. It's written so that the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. This is the new and improved jurisdictionary course. If you remember us talking about that in the past, this is HowToWinInCourt.com has been taken to the next level. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools there. Go there, use the free tools, check it out, buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. HowToWinInCourt.com.
All right, let's go to the phones here. We can continue the secession talk in a moment. Lord Kane is on the line from Beyond the Grave. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello. How are you today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to defend my economic theories. I think you neo-Northerners are quite interesting. You know, you harken back to old Germanic beliefs of individuality and things like that, but... You know, I guess my first question would be is what if, imagine a world where it was true that my economic theories worked and provided the most prosperity for all. Would you accept them anyway? Like I understand you believe that they don't work, but if they did work, would you accept them?
We're talking about Keynesian economics here?
Yes.
Was he named Lord Keynes? Keynes?
I am Lord Keynes.
Keynes. I guess our board operator misspelled your last name. I apologize.
Yeah. So, you know, it's some people certainly believe that your economic ideas are what works.
Like everyone in government?
Like a lot of people in government, and certainly all the Green Party people that I talked to when I was down in Washington, D.C. a week ago. But, you know, one of the problems with them is that they force people to do things. I mean, these are all big government programs, and the government treats people as though those people are cattle, as though they're livestock, not necessarily cattle.
Requires that many people hold it. The brilliance of my economic theory is that it requires actually the fewest amount of people to believe it than any other theory.
Sure.
Your theory requires a whole bunch of people to agree to leave you alone and allow you to hoard your resources and to stint the economy by having people shoving dollar bills under their mattress. You know, because life is all about incentives. You wake up, you go to bed, you go to work, you hold your radio show. All of this based on incentives. My theory creates an incentive process which develops prosperity, not some kind of hoarded, gated off community, incentive
it's an incentive process for the smallest group of people, and that group of people is the state. It's people that are willing to use guns, bullets, bombs, police officers in jail cells to get what they want.
Talk about what the theory is? I mean, what are the basic tenets of Keynesianism? Isn't inflation one of them?
Yes, well, what you want to do is create a monetary supply that can be adjusted manually. So this means creating a supply which is not dependent upon the number of natural resources, but can be adjusted based upon how the economy is working.
Because, well, when you say that, you mean the whims of bureaucrats. Right, you mean that, you know, at a whim of somebody who can pull a handle, they can print out some more money.
Look, everybody can point to an ugly example of their theory, right? George Bush called himself a capitalist, right? But you certainly wouldn't run around wanting me calling that capitalism, right? The anarcho-communist was what Stalin called his regime, you know, and Hitler is what national socialism was. But if you talk to any neo-Nazis, you know, most of them will say that what happened in Nazi Germany isn't what's to be done. And so it's all an issue of applying the theories correctly and honestly. And, you know, this is the biggest problem that we have in any theory. And so it really comes down to is what percentage of the population is required to adhere to your theory in order to create prosperity for everybody. Your neo-Nordic individuality, you know, of the Germans where, oh, you know, every man for himself and whatever, you know, requires a large population. It's what the United States ran on, you know, in the early West days, and it was okay as long as everybody believes it, but starts to break down, you know, as soon as you have an outside threat like Nazi Germany, imperialistic Japan, or even Italian Mussolini, whereas my economic theory applied to the government, specifically neocon,
so
the neoconservative theory.
I get where you're coming from, and I think efficiency is important in any economic. Hilarious.
What did he say?
Something about urinating on his grave.
Yeah, that's right. So, the answer to his question is no. I wouldn't support Keynesianism or socialism or any of these other economic theories, even if they were the more efficient, because they subjugate human freedom. Let me ask you this: I'm not asking him. I'm asking the listener.
Yes.
If the Matrix was the most effective way to manage humans, to put them in little tubes and keep them asleep in a computer world,
extract their energy from them,
would you support it? If that was the most efficient way to keep the most people safe and have the fewest,
you'd be safe.
Yeah, the fewest death rates and that kind of thing. Would you support it? Well, no, because it subjugates human freedom, and only to a lesser extent when some humans, calling themselves the state, treat other humans that they call civilians or citizens or whatever term as their property, as their livestock. That's what the efficiency we're talking about is. The efficiency is running an efficient human farm.
I'm not sure that I understood his point about everybody having to believe in capitalism for it to work.
Well, was he talking about capitalism, or was he talking about the Austrian economic theory?
I think he's talking about, he was talking. He's talking about human freedom. And it's true. Here on Free Talk Live, we preach simply one thing. And that one thing is don't hit, punch, shoot, or threaten to do any of those things to other human beings. And that's what we're trying to get other people to agree on.
Most people agree with that.
Well, most people do agree with that already. So we're really looking to convert a small level of the population. And the population that has not been converted largely agrees. They may not agree universally, but they agree that they don't want to be punched, hit, stuck with a knife or whatever when they don't want to. So, we pretty much have everybody on board already. That's the only thing that creates human freedom, is to keep people from, doing these things to others. Now, there's some people that will do it on their own. There's other people that will get a little organized. The people that are most organized and most successful at it call themselves the government in whatever given landmass this is.
Right. I got the impression that he was talking about our individualistic Austrian kind of viewpoint, comparing economic systems there. And in which case, I don't think anyone needs to know how that works, because basically it's hands off. It's laissez-faire, right? Like, let's let the market decide all these things. Let the market decide money. Let's not have one set of bureaucrats deciding how much money should be in the system at any given moment, or what interest rates should be, and let all of these things be shaken out by market competition and open free market competition. People don't need to know how that works. People don't need to understand the mechanism for it to be successful when it comes to the free market. Is that right?
Essentially,
people just have to follow their own incentives.
Austrian economics is really just what economics used to be before Keynesianism came along.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But the people in government are followers of this Keynesian scheme, which is all about having a central control of bureaucrats and then making arbitrary decisions for the money in the country, which is not a good thing for the rest of us. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And the features that you'll find on the site include archives that go way back, go all the way back to late 2006. Maybe you like the fact that we give away all this stuff on the website. Maybe you would like to help support the show. There are different ways for you to do that. One of them is by shopping with us. You can do that by going to shop.freetalklive.com. There you will find links to Amazon and different links, meaning there's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You just click into the right one for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It's the same great Amazon experience, same great deals, free Super Saver shipping, huge selection, everything you're used to. It's just you're starting the shopping experience through our website, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we were talking previously, before we ended up going off to talk to Lord Keynes from Beyond the Grave, we were discussing secession. And according to the Examiner at examiner.com, there are now 15, maybe 19, I think I saw an update to the article today saying, yeah, it's now 19. People are they've been filing petitions on the whitehouse.gov website basically saying, hey, White House, are you going to let us leave if Texas or Louisiana or one of these other states decides to go for secession? Are you going to let it happen? Are you going to let it happen peacefully? Is basically what they're petitioning for.
Are these states that are considered red states? Like, I know Texas,
for example.
Because the article I saw about this suggested that it was because they didn't like that Obama had been reelected.
It's probably true. That's probably, I would say, a motivating factor for some people.
I'd also like to point out that this isn't the state government of any of these states that has put this in. I mean, you could go to Hawaii and be, which was the biggest Barack Obama supporting state out there, and somebody could put in one of these petitions.
And Hawaii would probably have enough petitions to make the threshold. The way this system works is there has to be 150 petition signatures for the petition to be searchable on the whitehouse.gov website. So there are some other petitions out there working that have not yet garnered the 150 signatures for other states, and I think New Hampshire is one of those, so there's some efforts to get New Hampshire's up there. But the reason for this, to me, isn't to necessarily ask permission to secede or you know, somehow give notice to the White House or whatever. It's just to simply maybe get people talking about secession.
I was very pleasantly surprised when I saw this article today. Just
this one
just
we're talking
the fact
about?
That, yeah, there's so many states that are even discussing, or I know it's not the actual states, but that 25,000 people in each one of these states were willing to sign
well,
a
well, they haven't
secession.
Gotten to, no, I don't think any of them has gotten to 25,000. Maybe Texas already has, I'm not sure, but I know that as of the writing of this article, the one in Louisiana was up to 8,000. I mean, so it's doable. Like in a place like Texas, 25,000 isn't going to be that hard to,
right.
to make happen.
It's really about organization. It's hard no matter where you are.
Right. So according to...
I kind of wonder about this is you could sign any of these petitions being from outside the state. So if I wanted to go... I've now
yeah, anyone anywhere can sign
this. So I guess I could sign that for Louisiana, too.
You could. Yeah, in fact, you're right, Julia. The Texas petition is at 37,000. 37,849 at this moment. So
I'm pretty excited about the fact that there would be 37,000 people willing to sign something that says like that even involves secession.
Right, and obviously I'd love for New Hampshire to be the first state to go, but I would love to see any state do it. Let's compete and let's see which state can secede first, because as soon as one goes, maybe the dominoes will begin to fall at that point.
There's good reasons, you know, like Texas would be one of the top 20 economies in the world if it seceded.
Sure.
California would be one of the top 10 economies in the world if it seceded. So there's every good reason why these places would want to do such a thing.
Right, and there's no good reason to stay in the Union. There's
right.
none.
You know, this is the way the United States has sort of run its military, its military, specifically the Navy, keeps the shipping lanes clear for everyone. I mean, it's in the United States' benefit to keep the shipping lanes clear, but it's not. So it benefits everyone around the world. Costa Rica, for instance, has no military, but benefits from the United States taxpayer paying for the United States Navy to keep the shipping lanes clear. But that doesn't. Why does that affect me? So they keep these things, you know, sort of this economic market failure from what they're talking about. This is the way that they go about doing this. They force everyone to pay for it. Look, if you want free shipping lanes, you should pay for free shipping lanes.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And I'm prepared to pay a little extra in a product that's shipped from a foreign country because that...
sure, the security costs can be built into
that
the
company, that country, you know, that foreign country or whatever, the people doing the shipping would have some kind of security for their boat. I get it, and I think that likely the government's way of keeping things clear is probably inefficient. That's my experience with the government, that it pays somewhere between 3 times and 30 times too much for things.
According to the Texas petition, it says the following: the U.S. continues to suffer economic difficulties stemming from the federal government's neglect to reform domestic and foreign spending. The citizens of the U.S. suffer from blatant abuses of their rights, such as the NDAA, that's the one that allows for indefinite detention.
Of American citizens.
Of Americans, yep. The TSA, etc. Given that the state of Texas maintains a balanced budget and is the 15th largest economy in the world, it's practically feasible for Texas to withdraw from the Union, and to do so would protect its citizens' standard of living and re-secure their rights and liberties in accordance with the original ideas and beliefs of our founding fathers, which are no longer being reflected by the federal government. The Oregon petition says that it wants
the
state...
You always got to quote the founding fathers, you know, that gives credence to whatever it is you're saying.
The Oregon petition wants the state to remain an ally of the United States and possibly vote to rejoin the Union once the citizens of Oregon felt the federal government was no longer imposing what it calls a tyrannical government that cares nothing about the future of Oregon's children. So each of these petitions is not the same. There's you know, definitely the similar thread is secession, but the reasons for secession are a little different.
And, you know, so there obviously people...
Oregon's a blue state too, right?
Yeah, right now. Yes, but obviously people feel differently in Oregon. You know, they have different needs and wants and desires than people do in New Hampshire. But I really think, frankly, it's quite ludicrous to even divide these things by states. You know, some people in the United States government drew some lines on a map, and mm-hmm. those places are somehow sovereign and important and significant. The fact is that I think that free people should be able to decide how their lives are going to go.
So why don't you declare your independence then?
I frankly don't believe that there's any point in declaring my independence, because as a slave, declaring their independence is pointless.
Well, if enough people declare their independence and then start acting like they're independent.
They have to act like it. That's what it comes down to.
Well, that's what I mean. Declare your independence and act like it.
Well, to declare my independence, I have to stop filing income tax.
That's right.
And things like that.
That would be a good step.
Frankly, it scares me. I've got...
Guess you're just going to be enjoying your shackles then.
Look, the slaves...
I'm just saying, you're the one here saying, hey, we need to declare personal independence, and then when I say, why don't you try that?
No,
I don't want to do that.
I suggested that I have the right to personal independence.
Oh, I see. You're just not willing to do it.
I'm not.
Okay. The taskmaster's got the whip.
I've got a wife, and I've got a kid, and...
The taskmaster's on a horse with a whip, and you're screwed,
this
right?
This is probably why slaves didn't leave plantations and homes, because they had relationships.
So in that case, since most people like you aren't willing to declare their own personal independence, then that's why people focus on the state. Because that's a safer way for them to do it, right? They feel like, well, if we can get our state government to, demand independence, then they won't come down on us personally.
I support this program completely.
State secession, you mean?
The state secession. I just want to make it clear why I support it. I support it because it is a decentralization of government. However, I believe in decentralization on down to the individual.
I agree.
That's what I believe in. I think that's the only thing that's just. And here's why. I was your standard small government sort of republic, have a republic libertarian out there, cops, courts, roads, these kind of things. But let's say you got some small little city-state going, and that small little city-state says, we want to start a public school.
Mm-hmm.
We want everybody in this, everybody here benefits from educated people. We want to start a public school, and everybody's going to pay for it. Well, I don't want to send my kid to that public school. Should I be obligated to send my kid? I think the answer, or not send my kid, but to pay for other people's kids while my kid has to get educated at home or some other private school or something like that. And all I can come up with is no. So if I can't opt out, if I don't have the option of saying, thank you for your stand in this area. I know what you want is for kids to be educated or whatever the reason, whatever the program is. Thank you for that, but I'm just not interested in your service. Thanks.
855-453. I'll post this to our Twitter and Facebook to allow you to link to the article, and maybe that'll help you find one for the state that you're living in. You can sign that petition. By the way, I use a throwaway email address to sign up. I did not use my regular email address. I did not want them having it at whitehouse.gov if they don't have it. Throwaway emails like yopmail.com. More coming up here. Hour 2 is next. Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.